Welcome to Daily Info's Oxcast, your weekly guide to what's worth seeing, hearing, tasting, caressing, or fleeing from in Oxford. I'm Alwyn Collinson.
And I'm Ash Bond.
And remember, if you'd like to see any more info on any of the Oxford events we mention, or indeed don't mention in today's podcast, you can check out our website, dailyinfo.co.uk. So, what have you got for us this week, Ash?
Well, I thought we'd start off with a bit of theatre, actually.
Good.
I'm always in favour of supporting student theatre, and there's a new play called Kissing the Floor at the Moser Theatre in Wadham. Now, this is set in 1930s America.
Right.
And it is set to be an interesting retelling of Sophocles' beautiful tragedy Antigone.
Right.
So it's written by a New York playwright called Ellen McLaughlin. Excuse me, Ellen, if I've mispronounced your name.
I'm sure she's listening.
Yes, absolutely. And tonight is the first ever performance of this play. And it's on until Saturday.
That's pretty exciting.
I think it's pretty exciting.
I don't think you really need to encourage student theatre. I think often you have to try and dampen their ardour.
Never. Well, maybe encourage people to go see student theatre.
Exactly. Go along, write a review, put it on our website, and then we can know if it's worth recommending later in the week.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let me ask you a question then, Ash. Do you like all-male a cappella singing?
All-male specifically a cappella singing?
Yeah, or all a cappella singing in general, for that matter.
I do, actually.
Do you like choral remixes of popular music?
Who doesn't?
Exactly. So I would say you are, on balance, at least 50% likely to love Out of the Blue. So this is a group of Oxford students. They've been on Britain's Got Talent, and they weren't just in the early comedy rounds. They actually got, I think they got through to the final, actually. And basically what they do is they do all-male singing, kind of recreating an orchestra on stage, like blending in different tunes and like doing remixes or doing one tune to the song of another. And genuinely, I think they're really, really likely to be good. We sent along a reviewer last week to a preview. You can read that review by Suchita Shah on our website, and I think it was just rave review. So go along on the 11th and 12th of June, that's next Monday and Tuesday, at the New Theatre in Oxford.
That sounds great.
Yeah, of course, maybe you want something a little bit more cultural, Ash?
More cultural than all-male a cappella singing?
Could there be such a thing?
Well, it's actually the last week to count the Ashmolean's exhibition Beauties and Heroes, Legends of Chinese Art. And this one actually just caught my eye this morning, being very interested in all things Oriental.
Ash has just got back from Malaysia, actually.
I have indeed, a nice detour through China. So they've got prints, paper cuts, and Chinese ink drawings representing figures from legends.
Wow.
And it looks amazing. There's pieces spanning from the 17th century right through to contemporary works.
Fantastic.
So I know, I'm definitely going to try and get there before it finishes. And it finishes on the 10th.
Okay. So, still got time to go along and see
Just about.
Okay, great. Well, and of course, something that finishes just before then, on the 9th of June, would be Oxfringe. So, it's Oxford's one and only Fringe Festival, full of theatre, comedy, dance and more. I'm sorry to lower the tone after your fantastic little journey through the Orient.
If you have to.
Yeah, but it's the whole list of things is on oxfringe.com. I just have two quick recommendations for events that I think are going to be really quite special. I should briefly mention Simon Munnery and John Hegley are both performing on the 7th of June, so you have to take your pick there between obviously stand-up poetry and stand-up comedy, depending on whether you're more cerebral like Ash or more earthy like myself.
Oh, you're too kind.
Yes, indeed. I am far too kind. Very. Also comedy is Ivo Graham. He's an Oxford student who doesn't like people to fixate on the fact that he went to Eton. What more do you expect from a posh boy, right? He's the winner of the massive stand-up knockout comedy contest So You Think You're Funny in 2009, winner of Chortle's Best Newcomer Award in 2010. Since then, however, he's been holed up in Oxford doing his degree, but now that he's graduating, or at least hopes he's graduating this summer, he's about to leave for Pastures Funnier. So this will be his last Oxford show. It's this week. Pop along to see him from Saturday up until Saturday the 9th at the Burton Taylor Studio, because the next time you see him, it might well be on TV or behind the counter at your local McDonald's.
Such a cynic.
Well, it's so sad when you see these comics kind of like, because, you know, it's kind of a career where most people crash and burn, and then a few just kind of like hit the stratosphere. Like, I remember seeing people like Sarah Millican, for example, performing in The Cellar, you know, that kind of dank cave. Lovely venue, naturally. And, you know, she's now performing at like the New Theatre because she's become unbelievably successful. But yeah, so this guy might well succeed in that
so
way.
So please be assured, Ivo, we do support your new...
Yeah, your indie comedy aspirations.
Your indie comedy aspirations.
Absolutely. Speaking of unusual acts, I guess, there's also Rob Bailey, who's this week at the Pegasus Theatre until Friday, and he is bills himself as the psychic psychologist. So basically the idea there is that he is a former psychologist who worked in like secure psychiatric wards and that sort of thing, and he's really fascinated in the way the mind works. So he does psychic illusions, tricks, like magic tricks.
Wow.
But whereas someone like Derren Brown will essentially claim, you know, sort of go, oh, I'm not reading your mind. Or am I? like the bastard that... No, the performer that he is. Rob Bailey will actually tell you what it was genuinely about.
Okay,
so like, explain his illusions to you.
Break it down for you.
Exactly, yeah. Which I actually find really appealing. That's... It wraps up for events. I think it's time, though, for our next segment. Ash, what do A Tool for Feeble Miners and the next segment on our podcast have in common?
I have absolutely no idea.
They're both picks of the week. You can tell Ash hasn't been here for that long because you're not hearing the sound of me being beaten. So every week we use Daily Info's Pick of the Week to highlight the very best that Oxford has to offer in one particular category. And this week, we're going for breakfast. Ash, what is your favourite place in Oxford to have breakfast?
Well, I used to live near Jericho and I went back there the other week and I had an amazing breakfast at the Jericho Cafe.
Wow. So they specialise in like sort of healthy breakfasts, right?
Well, not necessarily. There's a good array of cakes as well.
Oh, okay,
but and you can get yourself a nice bacon sandwich. But being vegetarian, I really like their soups.
Okay, good. I really feel now that I've set us kind of up as these... you're the healthy, intelligent museums, theatre that's adaptation of Greeks, vegetarian... I'm about to recommend bacon sandwiches, which actually, if you could see us, would be a fairly fair assessment of our relative, you know, shapes. indeed. So I would say Georgina's in the Covered Market. It's a nice place.
That's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. It's like lovely. Upstairs. You have to like look for it because it is up a little flight of stairs and it's in the kind of loft. It's got film posters all over that roof.
Mm.
But I'm going to recommend it because this weekend I had in Georgina's the best bacon sandwich I've had in my entire life.
It's now, quite a recommendation.
It really is. Yeah. And you can't see, listeners, but I have the physique of a man who has had many a bacon sandwich in his time, and this was the best. So there we go. And also, we would be remiss if we did not quickly touch on the Excelsior Cafe on Cowley Road, because the owner, Andreas Kumi, has just won a certificate of honour from Oxford City Council for doing such sterling work building a community and encouraging people from like a wide range of backgrounds and some with mental disabilities to come and have breakfast in his cafe. So
yeah,
there we
indeed.
Go. So, until next week, I've been Alwyn Collinson.
And I've been Ash Bond.
Thank you. You've been listening to Oxcast.